Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Maximizing Moments Morning Show, where we meet in the mix to share a daily inspirational boost. Here's your host, Bridget Banks.
Great morning, everyone. Truly hope you are starting your day. I'm enjoying your day thus far. Today, we're going to talk about the abundant life never becoming depleted. As I woke up on this morning, early this morning, I heard the Spirit of the Lord says, you are a well-watered garden that never runs dry. Of course, that is scriptural. And it's something that we have the privilege as believers of Jesus Christ, with the power of the Holy Spirit, we're able to continue and do the work what God has designed for us without stopping or without becoming depleted of His strength, of His joy, of His love, of His peace, of His revelation, and of His understanding. And so this is a beautiful devotion on this morning as we start our day, that we will always be fruitful and productive. And we're speaking of the kingdom of God and how we are as believers to walk in the realm of the Spirit. And when we do, we find ourselves in a place of being fruitful and productive. There is no desolate place in the kingdom of God. And so therefore, we have to see in the realm of the supernatural to see what God sees, say what He says, and do what He says do. It is a never-ending source of abundant life, energy, and strength. When you're operating in the realm of the Spirit, you're able to see and operate as our heavenly gardener who is full of life and flourishing. He has intended for us to flourish, be ever-growing, and being fruitful. There is no stagnant place in Him. There is no place where we should ever become stuck or limited. It's a place of unlimited everything that we need in order to progress in the kingdom. And this is, He has richly and lavishly, He's poured out His Spirit upon us that we may live the abundant life. The abundant life is just an amazing life. Of course, we know that Jesus came that we may have life and that more abundantly. So anytime we're in a place of feeling depleted or, you know, malnourished of His word, of His understanding, of His revelation, we're not in a place where He has seated us and we are living below or beneath who He has called us to be. This is the testimony of the saints that we have to His glory and power in Jesus Christ that is at work in us. And so your day can simply shift in a moment of time when you're guided by the Holy Spirit in your daily decisions. Every single day, we are constantly making decisions. Even unconsciously, you wake up in the morning, you know what you're wearing, what type of shoes you're wearing. You make decision what you're going to eat for breakfast. You make decision what you plan out for your day. Those decisions are either made that day or prior to that day, but we're constantly making decisions. And we also have the privilege of constantly making decisions that are to progress the kingdom of God, to progress the kingdom of God. And so those decisions are being guided by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we have to be in a place of seeking His face and knowing exactly what it is that He wants us to do. And if you know, and I know we all do, that when you are tired or when you are depleted of strength or you're depleted of His peace, if you are in that place, you are incapable of making decisions that are guided by the Holy Spirit. So therefore, must always be in a place of being full of His Spirit. It's an everlasting life. It's an eternal life. So when we are guided by the Holy Spirit, He allows us to make decisions that impacts the kingdom. And so when we operate in this place or in this realm, it is the abundant life that God has ordained for us as believers. Is the abundant life is a life in its abounding fullness of joy and strength for mind, body, soul, and spirit. It is an exceeding measure, is beyond what we could consider or even think or expect or anticipate. It's a high expectancy in faith. Is we know in 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. The Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians 3:20, is that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. And He does it all by His power, a power that is at work within us if we belong to Him. And so this is a place where really you have stepped into a zone of freedom. It's a freedom. You're no longer captive by your own thinking, your own way of doing things, not even cultural and societal way of doing things, but it's strictly led by the Holy Spirit, and you're able to see from God's perspective. This is truly the year that the oppressed go free. Jesus came that He may set the captives free. And this is the message that I have for you, is that it's time for the oppressed to go free. Simply time for the oppressed to go free. It's a season where everything that's chaotic, that's confusing, that's turmoil, that's toiling comes to a halt, a halting time. It's an abrupt halt that is anything that has held you captive, that has limited you in your way of doing things, your way of thinking, your way of operating. He promises us restoration and courage to the believers. This is truly a time where we operate, when you think in the realm of the Spirit, it's an eternal life, and it's life-giving. It's very life-giving, meaning it lifts up your spirit, it re-energizes you, it causes you to awaken in the spirit realm, it causes you to be aware. It's an alertness that come upon you when you are in the realm of the spirit. And so this is what God promises those who are full of His Spirit. You never run out, you're never depleted, you're never depleted of strength, never depleted of love, never depleted of joy, never depleted of peace, you never depleted of the abundant life. It's a life of plenty. It's a life of plenty. And if, as believers, we know we operate in a place where what you speak, what you see is what you will see manifest, okay? What you see in the realm of the spirit by faith, and what you speak by faith. And what you do by faith is what you will see manifest. And so when you think plenty, when you know plenty according to God's words and understanding and his revelation that he promises us, that we'll never run out, we'll never be depleted. You're never depleted because you have tapped into a source of eternal life. When you have life in Christ Jesus, you have now become what you were not able to become on your own. If any person be in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Therefore, your eyes is unveiled. Your ears are now open. You have now entered into the place where you can see the kingdom of God. Before, you could not see the kingdom of God, but now you're able to see that the kingdom of God is at hand for such a time as this. You can see that there is greater than what you can see with your natural eye. You can see the kingdom of God advancing in a time where it should be discouragement. It should be where you see the destruction that's happening. You see all the chaos that's happening on the media. You see all these different things. But at the kingdom of God, there is a different realm that we see in and that we operate in that allows us to be encouraged. It allows us to be strengthened. It allows us to speak life. It allows for us to operate in a place of overflow versus lack. Okay? And so this is a beautiful place to be in. It's absolutely a marvelous place to be in because you understand who's in operation, and that is the Holy Spirit. When you think about Isaiah, we see it said, whoever trusts in God will inherit the land and possess his holy mountain. So God instructs Isaiah to rebuild the road, moving all rocks and stones, is to be a smooth road without rocks and stones so that his people can return from captivity to freedom in his presence. So this is a time where God is truly calling his people to rebuild the ruins. Rebuild the ruins. It's time to rebuild the ruins. So you will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. This is a place that never runs out. It is the land of the plenty. Is some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities, and then you will be known as a rebuilder of walls and a restorer of homes. It's truly time to rebuild the ruins. And so when we tap into this everlasting, this ever-flowing spring, this place of being watered in his presence, you're allowed to see things a lot differently than what the media say, than what you may see in your city, than what you will see in your state, than what you will see in your region, and even what you see in your nation. And so this is a time where God really wants us to tap into the supernatural, to tap into the eternal things, because what you see with your regular eyes or with fleshly eyes is limited. You're very limited by your regular senses, is what we must sense in the spirit realm, what God is doing in this season, being able to discern the times that we are in. Truly hope you are inspired and encouraged on this morning to tap into the realm of the spirit, into the abundant life. It is the life that is never depleted, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You're able to tap into a realm that is no longer you, but is God at work in you. And you're able to operate accordingly. So thank you again. This is your year. This is your season. This is your time to seize the opportunity. This is your decade. Hope you are encouraged on this marvelous day. And until next time, seize the opportunity.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Be sure to follow Bridget on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Bridget Banks. That's B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T-S, Banks. To learn more, visit Bridget on the web at BridgetBanks.com. Join us for the next episode of Maximizing Moments Morning Show to receive your inspirational boost. Until next time, seize the opportunity.